Hey, pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, listen, do me a favor. Right now, text somebody and tell them to tune in. They're not going to want to miss this. Text somebody and tell them to tune in, okay? Do that for me real quickly. And I'm going to do something I rarely do here. We're going to dive into some spiritual warfare stuff here with Tom Dunn. This is going to be, it's going to be good stuff. You know, most people don't believe in the demonic. They don't believe in the supernatural anymore. We do here at Coach Dave Live, by the way. I definitely believe in it. And Tom Dunn's agreed to join us here this morning. And I want to lay a little bit of groundwork before I get him in here. But before I do that, I want to pray. Lord, I want us to, everybody do this with me, okay? Here's what I want you to do. We're going to put on the full armor of God, okay? Just like a football player putting on a uniform. So here's what I want you to start with. Touch everybody. Listen, folks, everybody, okay? Put on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness. Gird your loins with truth. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Carry the shield of faith where we might smite all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And above all, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Amen. All right, because we're going to get into some good stuff here today. I want to go quickly. Two things. The Go Therefore conference is this weekend. I just heard from Mark Trump. He's going to come in. Bobby Lee's coming in. Ray's coming down. You still have time to get in your car and drive to Brookville, Ohio, which is just north of Dayton, and be part of it. I'm not going to advertise it anymore. You guys all know it's on our website. Go there. Going to be some great. What a group he's got coming. A group of speakers. And you know what else? What a group of people to be around. You're going to be so encouraged at the end of the weekend. So that's going on this weekend. My wife and I were getting stuff packed and ready to get out of here. I got Tom Dunn with me, who is Russ Dizdar. That's who he is. Tom's going to be here with us in a second, because, you know, we're doing this spiritual warfare conference here on the 23rd and 24th of April. And we just haven't released all the information yet because we're still firming up a venue and all that. But I want all of you guys out there to get it on your schedule. 23rd and 24th of April, we will do live streaming and we will do in-person training. Now, some of you are going to be able to come and have a personal ministry done to you, with you. But you are going to be, if you come to this spiritual warfare conference, you are going to be trained. It's like Russ said to me the other day when we were having lunch. Russ said, they don't need me. They need Jesus. They don't need me. They need to know how to do it. And so that's what we're going to do. And Tom Dunn's in here. We're going to talk a little bit about that here this morning as well. Before I do that, JR's got something going on his show tomorrow that he needs a little bit of help with. And we can all help with this. What do you got going on, JR?
Specifically for your Tennessee fans and folks that know folks in Tennessee, I ran across a guy by the name of Gary Hummel of Tennessee Stands. And Gary, by the way, has an interesting past. He's an ex-pastor from Texas, moved to Tennessee, and he decided to attack this COVID pandemic. And what he did was got a hold of lawmakers in the Tennessee. And he got them to introduce a bill, which he wrote. And the bill basically says, on a practical level, the bill would prevent grocery stores, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, etc., from requiring masks. Now, get this, mask or proof of vaccination in order to receive services. And he put it in line. This is an incredible law. He put it in line with anti-discrimination law as it relates to other facets of society. In other words, there's folks that can't wear masks And it's a disability not to be able to do that. It's an incredible law. It's an incredible law that they put together. He needs help because now the lawmakers, and this is incredible, businesses are starting to complain about the law. It's just incredible. This is so insane. But anyway, he's going to be on at 11 o'clock tomorrow, lastcallradio.live. And if you're in Tennessee, he's definitely going to need your help. So please listen in. You'll be able to ask him questions. But I'm really excited. I see this law as a silver bullet. If this can get passed in Tennessee, Katie barred the door.
Hey, local control, right?
Yep.
JR, 10 o'clock in the morning. Give me that. What's the website again, Jim? What's that connect spot again?
Lastcallradio.live. Lastcallradio.live.
All right, buddy. There you go. Hey, Mike Blake's back in the hospital. Our buddy Mike Blake. Somebody say, who's he? Well, he's one of us. And, you know, Mike was in about 3 weeks ago. They didn't know what was going on. He thought it was a heart issue. He goes in yesterday. He wasn't feeling well again. Yesterday goes in. One of his lungs has got a lot of fluid in it, so they tried. They're going to drain it last night. But just keep our brother in prayer, if you could. And then Coach Norm's going to try to do a video huddle for Central Ohio people Sunday night from 7 to 8. I'll get you more information. If you're in Central Ohio, we'll try to get that link out to you so that you can be part of it. Be our first one Norm's ever done. He doesn't really know how to, technologically how to make that happen. If there's somebody in Central Ohio that maybe knows how to do it, Jared's preparing a video for us so we can become better at it. If somebody knows how to do it, maybe they can help Norm. Because, Norm's able to carry the program. He's just worried about sharing stuff and doing all that kind of stuff. So we were going to have a class on that, and we will at the first of the week. We just got a lot going on, okay? So just bear with us on this. Now, look, I'm going to switch here because what you're going to see today, Tom Dunn's going to come in. We're going to talk about some spiritual warfare, some different things like that. But I sent something to a lot of you yesterday that I know you didn't open up. And it is a copy of Depositions. All right, Mel, thank you. Mel says she can help, Mom. Good. There's a the Linwood, you guys remember Lynn Wood's been talking all this crazy stuff about Mike Pence and about, well, Lynn Wood released yesterday the deposition. Now, I don't believe it's under oath. I don't believe it's an under oath deposition, but he released something. And I sent this to many of you, okay? And if we wonder why Lynn Wood's been saying, hang on with me, this is going to tie into Tom Dunn, I promise you, okay? It's going to all tie in. If you would, go down to page 13. Now, don't look at the number on the screen. Look at the number down below. Down below is a number two, Spence. You see what I'm saying, brother? There you go. You're doing good. You're doing good. Now, listen, friends. Listen to me. This satanic ritual abuse, this child trafficking has become a bigger business than the drug trade. And what Lynn Wood is interviewing a whistleblower. We don't know who it is. We got the transcripts of everything that they've said, okay? So I'm going to give you just a few little tidbits of it. It's 131 pages. I read through it all yesterday. It blew me away. Because we can't figure out, how are they controlling all of these guys? How are they going? Well, this whistleblower tells it all. Here's how they're doing it. And you know how they're doing it? Why, they're doing it through little kids. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Here's the point. I'm going to read some of this, okay? Here's the point they made. When those guys get in Washington, D.C., they all compromise each other because they're all rats. Every one of them is a rat. So if they can get you with a picture of you with a little boy or little girl, and you get a picture of them with a little boy or a little girl, nobody squeals because it brings everybody down. And I hate to tell you this. That's why I got Tom Dunn in here. I hate to tell you this. This guy names. I'm right now on page, what page did I say we would be on? Page 13. It's on your screen. Bear with me. I'm going to read through these things very, very quickly just to wet your whistle. And then we will put this in the link. Some of you, I already said it directly to. Listen to this. So the interviewee.
Forgiveness, there could be a spirit in there.
That's what I asked him yesterday. No, that's what I asked.
Interviewer, okay. Do you know what type of leverage would have existed over the vice president? You can follow by numbers. I'm on line number 7, okay? So here's the interviewer, the girl who's doing the, you know what they call them, stenographer. Line 8, the interviewer says, well, the vice president has had homosexual relations in the past. It's a problem. Many of them were adults. This is something he has done throughout his time in Congress. When he became governor, he had thought that he was free to explore them more. And there were two specific that he had recorded. One gentleman was 20 years his junior. He had a fairly steady relationship. There was one about half his age that was much more sporadic because it was more dangerous, harder to get time alone. This person would introduce others, bring people with him. He'd have people waiting when he showed up. And it was that second one that introduced younger and younger people. He would say, this is Joe, and he's 17. But Joe was really 15. And this is Larry, and he's 15. But he was really 13. Oh, my goodness. And Rod Rosenstein and John Roberts, a lot of the younger people involved, the ones that were brought as favors, were supplied by Jeffrey Epstein through the channels. I'm not going to read more. You can read yourself. Go to page 16. And what's it say on page 6? I'm going to tie this together. Stay with me. So the interviewee, line two. So children are often used as a commodity, a way to buy yourself into certain inner circles. And these people are wealthy. They're all powerful. They don't trust you unless you're as compromised as they are. So you provide children to them, your children, adopted children, whatever. And this is how they trust you. You're as dirty as they are. You cannot be exposed because you can't expose them. They can't expose you. If everybody's just as dirty, you know you're safe. And like I said, this is a way for them to buy their way into the inner circle, get access to whatever. Children are the payment. This goes on, and I'm just telling you, I'm opening the door so you can understand why the Supreme Court buckled, why the Republicans aren't doing anything. Remember Lynn Woods coming out saying all this stuff's going on? We don't want to believe it. Yada, yada, yada. We don't want to believe that stuff's going on. Go to page 56. Page 56. Folks, I'll put this in a link. This was sent to me by, I won't say who it was. But it's legit. It's legit. So on page 56 down at the bottom. Scroll down to the bottom of that, Spence. Start right there. Interviewee. Let's say they're talking about John Roberts. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, she knew all about that. And she knew about it for a long time. And so is Roberts. I mean, Roberts is flat out gay. At least he is now. He has been ever since he was a child, which nothing wrong with being gay, but you're high and you're manipulating stuff. And so next page. Okay. Do you have any questions for him on Pence? Pence? Yeah. Well, so it goes on, talks about Pence, Mike Pence, and talks about Mike Pence hating Donald Trump and Paul Ryan and Pence working together to try to get rid of Trump behind the scenes. Folks, I'm showing you this so that you will know this is, you don't have to believe it, you don't want, okay? You don't have to believe it. But we know that there are people like, I could open up right now. I could call Stephanie in. I could call Reggie in. I could call Heidi in. I could call a lot of people in and say, Coach, not only is it real, it happened to me. Not only is it real, it happened to me. And child trafficking and child rescue is, child trafficking is huge, 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 huge business. Huge business. Bigger than the drug trade. And the church doesn't even know what's going on. And there's a difference between sexual abuse and satanic, ritually abused. So I'm doing an advertisement, sort of, for Tom Dunn, because Tom Dunn and Russ Dizdar are the ones who are going to train us on April 23rd and 24th on how to counter this. Folks, you are coming in contact with stuff daily. You just don't even know it. You're coming in contact with it. So before I get Tom in there, yes, go down to Tom Dunn's website. It's Through the Black, Spiritual Warfare and Stuff. Now, hey, he's got Where did I find that video? Tom has a series of four quick videos. Which page is that on there, Tom? Is it right? Is it the next link? Go to Tom. Tom's a filmmaker. I mean, Tom's just so multi-talented, but he is Russ Dizdar's right-hand man. And the reason I have Tom on today is because Russ is so busy, he couldn't get him. Okay, these are short. These are four short little trailers that Tom Dunn has made. Tom, which ones would you choose? This, how about This Is a War trailer number two? Number two. Let's go to number two. It's very, very short, okay? Go directly from two to three to four.
Oh, but you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Are you kidding me? Have you taken a close look at the eyes on this baby you're clutching so fervently to your breast? This baby's eyes are yellow and slanted and serpentine and feral. This is Rosemary's baby. What the heck is it doing in your tub?
This is the war. Okay, go to the next one real quick. This is a war trailer number three, Bohemian Grove.
Quite honestly, I was kind of out of my mind. At that time, I was still heavy into drugs. I really wasn't thinking completely straight, to be honest, but I was very excited. I felt like I was really getting inducted into, I knew what I was getting into. These are very powerful people that believe in this stuff. And now they have welcomed me into the fold exactly how I am. With all the satanic imagery, they're going to let me live this flesh life and show me how to succeed at it. And maybe be part of this Bohemian Grove group. Why not? Power, money? I don't believe in anything after death.
Folks, this stuff is real. Go to the next one. Trailers on Tom Dunn's Through the Black website. Overcoming Abuse.
Might be the wrong one.
How to get through this, but I'm gonna just do what he did. I'm gonna say what he said. Even if I don't fully believe it right now, I'm just gonna do it. Even if my Bible says, or my faith says, do this, this, and this, and it's hard as heck. Forgive? You want me to forgive my mother who should have been a mother and wasn't? Forgive? But when I practice that holiness, when I practice what my faith subscribes to me, when I practice the literal red letters of Jesus Christ, I get help. I have gotten help. I have overcome mental, emotional, and physical obstacles that just should have put me in the grave.
All right, stop. Okay, so Tom Dunn, let's do it real quick, Tom, before I turn you loose, and I'm going to turn you loose. Tom's in Mansfield, Ohio, just up the road. And again, Tom's going to be part of the training that that Russ Dizdar is going to do on April 23rd and 24th. Tom, thanks for getting up this morning, Tom. Let's get a couple things together. Hey, Tom, what is the difference between demonic possession or oppression, or as we hear, SRA, satanic ritually abused? Can you give us just a real quick overview on this, Tom?
So yeah, Coach, thanks for having me on. Thanks for the new shirt here, and it was great seeing you the other morning, brother. When I walk in somewhere and I'm wearing this, they're gonna, without a mask, they're gonna think twice about calling the cops on me.
Amen, I'm telling you,
when they see that I'm with Coach Dave, they're gonna leave me alone. But there are several ways that the enemy can get access to us. Okay, now somebody that's not a Christian, somebody that's wide open, they can become fully possessed if they open the doors in their life. Okay, to the demonic. All right. Now, if we're Christians, we have a great amount of protection. But Coach, even Christians can open doors in their lives. They can mess with stuff. They can go down roads they shouldn't. They can commit a sin.
They can play with Ouija boards. Yes. They can go and watch a demonic movie. Yes. They can,
right.
Right. They can go into a bar and something could jump on them. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Bible says in Ephesians, it says that even when we don't give forgiveness, we can open the door. The devil can get a foothold. That Greek word is topon. It means a legal right in our life, okay? And hey, he can get access.
Hey, Tom, I got to stop a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, you're not just doing this from reading some book. You actually go out and deal with demonically oppressed and possessed people, right, Tom?
Yeah,
this is
no.
It's not some book you read, right?
No, it's all the same. Demon possessed, oppressed. The church is full of people that have strongholds in their life, Coach. They have oppression. They're walking around. There's a dark cloud following them everywhere they go. They need to be set free. Okay.
They feel it, Tom, right? They feel it, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah, they can't shake it. They can't shake it. And that's what oppression is, because you asked the question. It's like a depression that won't leave, okay? And it can be just a sin, you know, where if you've opened the door to the enemy and you need to repent and break that and cast that out, okay? And most people don't know that. Most people don't know that. It's a heavy depression, and it can lead to suicide. So people have what we call attachments in their life, okay?
Okay, Tom, let me switch real quick because we've got a lot, long way to go then. Then what is a SRA, Tom? A satanic
SRA stands for satanically ritually abused, okay? And, Coach, there are several different denominations of Satanists, okay? You have your experimenters, kids that you see at the mall wearing black clothing and hanging out, you know, wherever, and they just look like they're trouble. Then you have people who are atheistic Satanists, and this is their claim. They don't believe in the devil or God, but they use the devil as a symbol, okay? Then you have theistic Satanists, people that actually believe in Satan and worship him, okay? But here's where we get the SRA, Coach. It's generational Satanist, okay? It's Satanists that have passed this down from generation to generation, okay? And these guys, this is what people don't get. These guys look like Leave It to Beaver, okay? People don't get that. Because when I say Satanist, they're looking, they have a profile in their mind, and they're looking for that kid at the mall. They're looking for the person that's all decked out with long fingernails and wearing makeup, okay? Hey, those guys are out there. We want to reach them. We want to get to them, you know, with the gospel. But generational Satanists are, and this is, sounds crazy, and I always have to pause before I say this, but they're the ones that drink blood and eat flesh, okay? And I'm talking about human blood and flesh, okay? So this
okay,
is
Tom, so, let me reel you back in here, because for the most part, Tom, those are not what most of the people in this queue are going to be dealing with. Most of the people in this queue are going to be dealing with some type of demonic influence, possession, oppression, their children, their boss, their neighbor, whatever.
Right.
And that you know something is wrong with them. Tom, they don't know what to do about it. Well, first of all, Tom, they don't even recognize it, that it's a demonic influence or possession. I'm sorry to bounce around so fast, Tom. I'm trying to get a lot in here. How do people recognize that that's what it is, Tom?
Well, this is what we tell people. When you get a check, check it, okay? So, Coach, when you're praying, when you're in prayer, and when you're in God's word, the Spirit of God is going to give you warning, okay? Because whatever's in them or on them is going to be at war with who is in you, which is the Spirit of God, okay? And you're going to get that warning. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I don't figure it out until after the encounter.
Amen.
I might
be
at the store, and I'll go to the store, and I'll see somebody, and something's not right. Then I'll be on my way home, and I'm like, oh, shoot. I know what was going on with that guy now.
Amen. Hey, Tom, the other day, I'm telling you the truth. My little right around 2-year-old granddaughter, she was just throwing one of those fits. And I jumped out of my chair, and I rebuked that spirit in Jesus' name. She looked up with me, those big eyes, and it took about 10 seconds, and unbelievable, huh, folks?
Yeah.
But we don't think that way, do we, Tom?
No. And we live in the physical world, so it's hard for us to rewire our mind to think spiritually, okay? Mm. But the spiritual world, what I've learned, is more real than what we can see with our own eyes. And that's hard for people to understand. But yes, The demonic realm, you know, just what's happening, the invisible war that's happening all around us is real, and we have enemies that want to attack. If they can't bring us down as Christians, they're going to try to make us ineffective. They're going to try to do anything they can to stop us.
Yes, that's the spiritual war. Hey,
it's
Tom.
It's open season on the world, the people that don't know Jesus, the people that aren't saved. They're completely unguarded, unprotected, and the enemy is just having a field day. It's like a smorgasbord out there.
Yeah. See, Stephanie just texted me, and she says, not all witches drink blood and worship Satan. They drink wine and get abortions.
Yeah.
So, but that's true, right? So it manifests itself. See, folks, here's what I want you to understand. I hate to tell you this. You walk into your local church, there are probably more demons in there than you can ever imagine. Am I right or wrong, Tom?
Yeah, yeah. So, and the church is a mission field when it comes to spiritual warfare, and people don't get that. That's why I kept going to church so long, because there were so many people in there sitting in the pews that needed strongholds broken in their life, and they couldn't quit, and they didn't understand. And Coach, somewhere in their past, they opened a door, and it could have been, like you mentioned earlier, playing with a Ouija board. It could have been dabbling in drug use or drug
pornography.
Abuse. Yes. Pornography,
TV, Disney, yeah. Anything, right, Tom?
Yeah, yeah. And they open that door, and there's only one way to close it, and that's through the authority of Christ, through repenting and renouncing it out of your life and saying, I turn my back on that, and I'm not going to do it anymore. You shut the door, and you walk away.
Tom, okay? how do you renounce it if you don't even know you have it?
Yeah, exactly. So as Christians, if we knew that there was a witch operating down the street, we can go and we can pray and we can ask God to shut that down. But if you don't even know that it's happening, these people operate in secret, okay? And not only that, but what we're talking about here, the people in the church, they don't even know. They just think this is the way life is, okay? I have this dark cloud following me around, and they think, you know what? I'm never going to get free from this. I'm never going to get free from pornography. I'm
sometimes
never going to get free,
Tom,
from this habitual sin.
Some people are never going to get free from that religious spirit either, are they, brother? Huh?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Folks, you ever think about that? Do you ever think a part of the problem going on in your churches is a spirit, a religious spirit? Huh? Oh, a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, from such men turn away. See, it's not the men. The men's just the meat suit that the spirits are working through. Am I doing okay, Tom?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And so we don't realize, in our own lives, in my own life. Do you guys have, Tom, real quickly, I'm going to do a curveball on you here. Generational spirits. Generational. What would that be, Tom?
So this is what happens. Depending on, you know, family to family, you know, when somebody opens up a door, through sin in their life or through dabbling in the occult or witchcraft or something like that. Okay. The spiritual presence is going after the bloodline. So this person, a lot of times these people will make an oath and they will dedicate their bloodline.
Oh,
okay,
so my grandpa or my great-grandpa or my great-grandmother maybe,
yes,
huh?
Yeah, and that demonic spirit has, they've made an oath to it, and they dedicated their bloodline to that. So demons are very legalistic. Unless you tell them otherwise, okay, they're going to think they have a right to that child, to
folks,
that grandchild.
That comes back to that authority thing we were talking about the other day on the show. Remember? We have to take authority. Jesus, it is finished. For this purpose was the Son of Man manifest. He would destroy the works of the devil, and the works of the devil are destroyed. But now we got to do something about it. We got to get rid of it. We got to resist it. We got to whatever. And we don't even know we have it. We don't even get it. Keep going.
Demons,
Tom,
are kind of like squatters. They like to go into a residence and stay there, and they need to be evicted. Okay? They'll stay into a bloodline until they're kicked out. And this can follow generations, okay? So, you know, it could be through something like Freemasonry or witchcraft or something like that.
Generationally.
No, yeah.
You didn't even do it, folks. It just happens to be a cursed bloodline. See, some of you still don't get it. Some of you think we're crazy. But if you ever in yourself found yourself doing, your mom, did your mom ever say to you, you're just like your father? Huh. Maybe I'm like my grandfather. Maybe I'm like my great grandfather, right? You understand, folks? See, we don't understand the spiritual realm, and we just don't understand how these things are passed down. So you could, yeah, you want to find out if demons are real? Walk into a church on Sunday morning and tell them you want to do a spiritual warfare conference. Ooh, they don't want to go there. No, not here. This is a church. We don't do that here, right? Right. I feel like I'm all over the place. Come on in, Mark Trump.
Hey, Tom. Hey. Great to hear you, partner. Love your work. Big fan, you know. Coach, I just threw something in the chat. The easiest way to relate to it is vampirism. Vampires need an invite into your home. In other words, demons need an invite into your vessel.
Amen.
But if our vessels died on the cross, we have authority over our vessels. If our flesh died on the cross, we've submitted our authority to Jesus. So what happens is we hold back some of that authority for our sin. And we're not submitting to that piece of our flesh. Yeah, we believe in God when we pray, but then we hold back the peace that is allowing those demons in. We allow it. We open the door. A vampire can't get in, and that's how that whole myth came to be.
Amen.
Mark, I was just on the phone a week and a half ago with a woman who had people enter her place of work, and they stopped at the door and they asked for permission to come in. And this woman, not knowing Amen. Who they were, said, yeah, you can come in. And she thought it was weird. That's immediately what she thought. She thought, what are these people, vampires? And they came over and wow. they began to target her, spiritually speaking.
Amen.
And she had to rebuke them out of the store. And she advanced toward him in the name of Jesus. She said, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. And they backed out of the store.
So Tom Dunn, so when we went to Goodwill last weekend, and but we didn't have masks on. Folks, stay with me. We didn't put our masks on. And those guys came around and said, hey, you got to put a mask on. You got to put a mask. We said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. What did they do? Why? They called the authorities. Didn't they? What did Jesus say? We have all authority now. We don't have any authorities we have to call. Those authorities have already been given to. We already walk in that authority, but we don't understand it.
We've been deputized, Coach, and people don't realize, okay, in Luke chapter 10, the 72 came back, and they came back excited, and they said, even the demons submit to us in your name. And he says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Yeah. Coach, he didn't say scoot them out of the way. He didn't say walk around them. He said, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Okay. And mm-hmm. when you think of trample, you think of just destroying, okay, that enemy there.
So yeah, folks, listen. Demonic just a second, Dale, I'll bring you right in. Listen, folks. Demonic strongholds are nothing more than mental strongholds. I call it cognitive dissonance. That can be a stronghold. You have a belief system that you will not open up and hear another side of. You don't even want to hear it, folks. That's a stronghold. Not that it's wrong to hold fast to what you believe. That's not what I'm saying. But so many of us are trapped in mental stronghold. You look around and we look at the crazy things that are going on in the world. They're going to make that lady a head of health and human services. And we say, how can people accept it? It's a stronghold. It's a delusion. It's a spirit. You understand? You understand what's going on? Come on in, Dale.
Amen, Tom. You know, when they came back, but it was prior to what Jesus did, it said he breathed his spirit upon them. And then they went out in that authority. The deputy, the only authority is what's behind the badge. And brother, if we want Jesus to be the Lord of our land, we need to make him the landlord of our life. In other words, there's different compartments. You're talking about this, different doors. You know, you have different keys to different doors in your house. And you keep them all on a key ring. But we do in our Christian walk, we only want to give Jesus certain keys to certain doors in our life. And therefore, the legal, right? The Satan is a legalist. So, brother, he has a key to your front door. He has a key to your bedroom. You've never taken that authority off of him and away from him. When you read Mark chapter 16, when you read Romans chapter 16, it says, and the God of peace will crush Satan underneath your feet. That's what you exact, trampling these things, crushing them. And, you know, when Jesus rose from the dead, the power of that, when you read the resurrection, it said all the graves open. Brother, let me tell you what, there is so much authority and so much power in the resurrection, Jesus Christ.
So when the centurion came to Jesus, and he said, sir, hey, I'm paraphrasing, my servant is sick. And would you come? And Jesus says, sure, I'll come. And the centurion says, no, wait. He says, listen, I understand authority. I'm a man under authority. And I say to this guy, go, and he goes. And I say to this guy, come, and he comes. I understand authority. He says, you don't have to come to my house. Just say the word. That's it, isn't it, Tom? You don't need Russ Dizdar. You don't need Tom Dunn. You need Jesus. But we need to know how to appropriate that. And we won't even talk about it in our churches. Come on back in, Tom, and then Rochelle, you're coming.
No, I love what he just said. And this is what I tell people a lot of time. If you have unrepented sin in your life, that's a tool in the devil's pocket. Take all the tools out of his pocket. He has something he can use against you, okay? And he's waiting to use it. So if you have unrepented sin, repent. Turn that over to the Lord and renounce it out of your life. That takes the tool out of the enemy's pocket.
Wow.
And he can't come against you.
Amen. Come on in, Rochelle.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on here, Tom. This is great. Two things. One, if I know you deal with children who've been abused. So if they're abused as a child and that it opens a door, even if this child is helped and they come to Jesus and they forgive, maybe what happened to them or in their past, or they get to a point where they get past it. Is there still doors that are open? Is there still, are they more vulnerable? Question number one. And then the other one is in books that some of these younger kids are reading, I'm just going to pick on Harry Potter because it's an easy one, where there's actual spells in those books. Are they doing anything? Are these kids reading spells into themselves?
Yeah, it's just harmless. It's just a book. What do you think, Tom?
So, okay, your first question, when children are abused and we're able to catch it and we're able to minister to them and counsel them and pray for them, that's very, very helpful. The spiritual is really the easy part to deal with, okay? Now, that child has been emotionally and physically traumatized. That takes patience, that takes time, and that can do some damage, okay? I mean,
That could be why some 12, 13, 14-year-old girls are overly promiscuous, right?
So, no, exactly. And the same thing with what's going on with the transgender confusion. There's a root to it. Now, a lot of it is a fashion statement, but there's a root to it.
Amen. Wow. Come on in, Jeff.
Hey, Tom. It's Jeff Klein, Mount Vernon.
Hey, brother.
Good to hear you this morning. Hey, I just let everybody know that Tom had come down 3 or 4 times, 5 times to Mount Vernon for a situation we have with the lady. And it was very intriguing. And Tom, I want to let you know, I just visited a church last Sunday here in Mount Vernon. I was blown away. Oh, Pastor Troy Dugan is preaching on the generational curses and the demonic realm. He's doing 5 weeks of this. I just stepped in the first week Sunday night right here in Mount Vernon, so I'm going to tie in with Nicole into it and some others, but I'm going to go, and I'm also going to invite him down to you guys' conference in April, because this people in his church will love it. So and then, just encourage me here in Mount Vernon.
Hey, thanks. Coach, I didn't get a chance to answer her second question about
ahead. By the way, hang on a second. Spencer, get the Dizdar video ready real quick. Go ahead. Harry Potter, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of in literature and films out there. There are lots of, things that are very demonic, and we got to be careful what we watch and what we let our kids see. It's almost impossible to protect them from everything, But if there is an opportunity where, you know, we can under our supervision allow them to be exposed,
yes, then we explain it to them. Yes.
Show them what's going on. I do this all the time, okay? You know, through film, through whatever. Hollywood loves this topic. They make millions of dollars off of it, but they don't ever tell the truth when it comes
So, Tom, the supernatural realm is real. And if we just tell our kids, don't look there, that's not good enough, is it? We have to say, don't look there. Here's why. And sit down with them and look at Harry Potter. See, say, look, they're talking to the devil. They're talking to the devil. You can talk to Jesus. They're talking to the devil. We want to talk to Jesus.
In our flesh, we are naturally drawn to the dark stuff. So we have to head it off at the pass.
Amen. Let me throw this up here real quick. I just want to show a couple minutes of Russ Dizdar, this big old teddy bear. Most of you don't know who he is. Russ will be the one who will be leading this event on April 23rd and 24th. We'll just play about a minute of this. I think this is even appropriate right at the beginning. Go ahead and play that, Spence.
They can be demon-possessed and think it's something else. A new age. I've got a spirit, a psychic. I got a spirit guy. And the demons can play a game and act and just play. You got to remember, they are extraordinarily supernaturally smart, wise, and tactical in all they do. Satan can masquerade. Remember that scripture? He can masquerade. It's the word metaschizmazo. He can morph his presence tactically for deception without changing his nature.
Okay, that's good enough. You're going to learn about that kind of stuff, folks. This is unbelievable. David Arthur, come on in. Good to hear you from you, David. Come on in.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Coach Dave. Wow. So Tom knows about this, and I might have even mentioned it in Fire and Brimstone, but we had more books on witchcraft in our home when I was a child than anything. We had a Ouija board in our home. I used to take the book and go down into my basement. We had a cement floor. I'd draw the drawings from the book, sit in them, read the words, you know. It's just like you just open up those gateways, and that's exactly what it's for. I think that they're reading the spells.
Real quickly, David, how are they then using this same technique to indoctrinate or raise the interest in young children in their sexuality? Transgenders, cross dressers at libraries. How's that being used, David?
When you go way back, Mark Trump actually did a really good study on this a couple years ago. So when you go way back, gods that they worshipped, those demons, they were transgender. They were both male and female, and some of them male and human male, human female, and part animal. You know, so they were a mixture of things. But, Coach, like you know, back in 2019, I believe it was, when I was attacked by me, and then I was demonized. Mm-hmm. Then I was demonized, and we did a deliverance at your home, you know. Amen. So and that's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know, but this is so real. And so if we don't recognize the magnitude of our own sin, we can't recognize the magnitude of the gift we've been given, which means then we can't recognize the authority of that, then we can't walk in it or exercise it.
Amen. Stephanie, thank you, David. Stephanie, come on in. Then Randy, then Denny. Come on, Stephanie. She's probably trying to get that thing working. Come on in, Randy. Then I'll come back to you, Steph. Come on, Randy.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, thank you, brother, for all you're doing. David, you too. You guys are men of God. Okay. Explain the difference. And I understand this, but I think we need to understand this better. White and black magic, you know, people that are involved in this stuff, you know, watching Harry Potter. Oh, it's okay. No big deal. I mean, that's good stuff. It's not. Mm-hmm. But it's the same tree. I mean, they're eating the fruit of the same tree. So kind of explain that, somebody.
So, yeah, white magic, black magic. White magic is considered benevolent. Okay. But just like Russ was saying in that video.
Cinderella, yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Bewitched.
They have not encountered the dark side. These demonic spirits have the ability to disguise who they are. Okay. And white magic, when people are messing with that, tarot cards, palm reading, Wicca, that sort of thing. They think, hey, this is just benevolent spirits that want to help me.
Yeah. Satan comes as an angel of light, doesn't he, Tom?
And when we use the authority and we command those spirits to expose who they are, they're so hideous that the people don't want anything to do with them.
Amen. Amen. Denny Bryan, come on in, Denny. Thanks for getting up this morning.
I wanted to go back to what Rochelle and Tom, Tom was talking about children being abused young. And right now I'm dealing with 8 adults that was abused. And for some reason, age 8 seems to be a real key age. But anyway, I have done so much research on it, and these guys are more experts on it than I am. But what I have found is, yes, they can ask forgiveness, and God forgives them. But then what I have found in my researching is, when they're abused at that young age, it reroutes their brain, and it's been proven.
Amen. Hey, Denny, in fact, let me – I hate to jump on you there, Denny. Tom, David Arthur called them sexually transmitted demons.
Coach, yeah, and Denny the Great, thank you so much. You're right. These when a child doesn't have any protection, okay, they can get possessed or oppressed with where they didn't even do anything. It's not their fault they've been abused. But this is what we call transference, where the person who is doing the abuse is demonized, and the demon will jump to the abused. So again, when we're talking about abuse of children, especially they're vulnerable, their minds sometimes split. The trauma, we can deal with the spiritual. That's easy. We command it out in Jesus' name. But the trauma takes time. The abuse and the damage that's been done physically and emotionally can be long lasting. I still believe that Jesus can heal it. It just takes a little bit longer because this is the way that we were created. God created us this way, but we weren't supposed to be abused. Okay,
raise your hand, everybody, if you think the church needs a little bit more training on this. Raise your hand. Wow, huh? This thing is so predominant. My callers are stacking up here.
Can I add one thing quickly?
Sure.
On my research on it, it's the same thing as heroin and Tylenol. It reroutes your brain. And what's lacking is when you can get them saved and they can be forgiven, but it takes a 3-year process of discipleship. And that requires why the churches don't want to get involved. Because it involves daily or by day, every other day, whatever, of involvement for 3 years to reroute and reprogram their brain. And it can be done. And there's more scientific things in it. There's a part of your brain that it doesn't allow certain things to come out, and it does. So it is doable, but it requires discipleship, which people run from.
Let me just use the example of pornography, okay?
Yes.
When people become addicted to pornography...
Folks, listen, pornography is a weapon.
Yeah.
Every time you look at a pornography, it is a weapon the enemy is using against you. Go ahead, Tom.
Can I jump in before you continue? Because this is a point that has to be stressed along with that. Along with pornography being a weapon, circumcision is a weapon. Because circumcision causes insanity. It causes insanity. If you look that up, you'll find it out. So pair all that in. Sorry, Tom.
Okay. No. Come on, Tom. So, come back in, Tom.
Yeah, when somebody becomes addicted to pornography, they have wired their brain to do almost the opposite of what God intended for sexuality. They become addicted to something other than their spouse. So they have to repent, okay, turn their back on it, use self-control, okay, and willpower, and rewire their brain.
You mean, Tom, there's a physical response to a demonic attack?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Boom.
Wow. Joe Allen, come on in. I'm going to try to run through these quickly. Come on, Joe.
All right, Coach. We witnessed this yesterday with the Ohio Brett. His son's going to rebuke him on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
We just witnessed this happen.
We did, man. And see, his son doesn't even know why. His son doesn't even know why, other than a spirit influencing to do it. Does that mean his son's demon possessed? No, he's demon, what, influenced, right? So we have to recognize this stuff. Good.
Coach, let me say something real quick. You and I, as Christians, those listening this morning, we're not above being tempted, right?
Right.
The enemy can tempt us, okay? So think of somebody that's not saved. The enemy has more influence, okay, and more sway, okay? Mm-hmm. So yes. Not only can they be tempted, but they can be mind-controlled to a certain extent, depending on what they're willing to give up.
Man, we got to know what we're working on. Jeff Nell, quickly. Come on in, Jeff, then Myra.
Yeah, I had some training, and I'm coming. I like to come to it. I've actually had encounters where I said, "You have no authority here," and these people's bodies are going to contortions. So it is real.
Yes, we don't understand our authority. Myra, come in. Then Craig.
Good morning, Saints. I just wanted to say, Coach, thank you. Thank you so much.
We need more.
So much every day.
We need more.
In regard to TV. They can be transferred. Can demonic powers be transferred to little children, special folder cartoons now?
Yes.
Let me say this real quick. Not every single thing is demonized, but some things are. And they'll do rituals over music, and they'll do rituals over TV shows. Not everything is, okay? But they do it for the purpose of summoning and sending out. So what she said is right. But it's not every single thing, but there's a lot of darkness out there.
Amen. Amen. Craig, come on in. Thank you, Myra.
Yeah, it's good days here because we did a thing about the tactics of Satan, and we did a genealogy of Christ and the women that got abused in that, and how Satan has used sexual infiltration, and especially people at young age, because that's who David talks with, and I did a show with David. He could even talk a little bit about it if he thought it was worthwhile. But this also goes back to this brain thing. Remember, I said something to you the other day, Coach. I said, when you back up a trailer, okay, you got to turn right to make your trailer go left. You have to retrain your brain. That's why people who can back their car up very well, but you put a trailer on there, they can't, because they have to constantly tell their brain, no, I got to do this. And this is what happens when these traumas happen to people. They have to retrain their brain through the scriptures and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen, folks. And how about this in Brett, Ohio, Brett? I'm thinking about this. The people have been trained, love, 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 nice, nice, nice. Don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. And they're so programmed that way. And then you come into the room and you bring in the truth and they go, no, there's something wrong with you, Brett. Love, 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 love. Tolerate, tolerate, tolerate. Diversity, diversity, diversity. You see what's happened to us, friends? You see it? Come on in, David, Arthur. I'm trying to run through this.
I just want to speak into the psyche of it, aside from the demonic stuff, because, from experience, I'm going to be a little transparent here, right? So when that sexuality, when that was woken up in my brain as a child that wasn't supposed to be woken up, right, until my marriage bed, but when it was woken up in my brain, I saw nothing wrong with engaging in sexual activity with men and with boys my age. And so when I got older, here's the transparency, I saw nothing wrong with engaging in sexual activity with men and with boys that were the age that I was when I was first molested up. And that's how it works. So that's why the whole breaking the habitual pattern, right? Is so important. It really is. Discipleship is key.
Those who've been molested, molest. It's just those Amen. Who are hurt Amen. Need, right? That's exactly, oh man, I'm trying to get through here. Luann, come on in. Then Tim. Tim, come on in.
Hey, Tom, this is Tim and Naomi. We talked for a long time at one conference about
God bless you guys. I know you guys.
Oh, excellent. You were excited. But I wanted to bring something in another aspect, which I think we all beginning to start to see, and that is our food actually causes a certain bending of knowledge and our brain. We talk about our mind being controlled. Yeah, and the strongholds.
Tim, you're breaking up a little bit. Tim is saying the chemicals in our food are making us crazy too. right, Tim?
Yes, that's a dynamic hold right there. So I want to bring that up. And Tom, keep up great work. We're behind you.
No wonder I love my candy so much. Oh my goodness.
Oh yes, definitely.
We're running out of time. Let's get Glenn in here.
Hey, Tom. We've been talking about, and Coach has been talking about a lot of our political leaders who, you know, are now, have been pedophiles. Have they been given over to what the scripture calls a reprobate mind at this point? They've been seared, so they have no guilt conscience at all.
Tom, you're muted.
When you go to the extent of abusing a child, I'm not saying there's no way back, but it's a hard place to get back from. Okay. Because the reason they do that, and the reason why they want to compromise politicians this way by drugging them in some way and putting them in bed with a child. Okay. Because it compromises the spirit. It dirties the spirit.
Rewires the brain.
Yeah. And then they think, I've done this horrible thing. I'm a bad person. Now I might as well go out and be bad in politics.
Folks, it says in that Lynn Wood thing that I read from, there's a whole section in there on Joe Biden. And you know what it says Joe Biden is? Oh, yeah. You know what it says Joe Biden is? And you know, here are the things. They've got videos of these guys, see? They have videos of them. That's how they control them.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, my goodness. Come on in, Kevin.
Hey, Tom. This is Kevin up in New Hampshire. We get to spend a little time together in Chapel Quiet. Some great fellowship with you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Yeah, listen, I just want, as you were going through kind of the different levels of the Satanists, I just want you to touch on for a second the more elite. When I say elite, I don't mean necessarily money elite, but it includes them too, but the more high-level Luciferians.
Great question. Betty, be ready. You're next. Go ahead, Tom.
So I'm not sure what you're asking, but there are people, like I said, you know, I put up a meme one time. What does a Satanist look like? And it's got a guy in a three-piece suit, okay? Look at the description of Mike Pence, okay, behind the scenes, okay? Most people would never dream that somebody that we see on TV, these politicians, whoever, you know, are involved in these types of activities. But it's
Tom,
true.
Tom, how about this? In that interview, which you guys all can read, it says his wife is worse. Mike Pence's wife is worse. Go ahead. Come on in, Betty.
Hello, and thank you for what you do. I tell you what, save the children. I was in a foster home put in between 8 and 10 or 8 and 18, and I was sexually abused severely, had a miscarriage at 13. And by the time I was 12, I wanted to either commit suicide or accept Jesus. I ended up accepting Jesus, praise God. So because of people like you, and I've forgiven them, you know, let God deal with them. But because of people of you, I appreciate it. Saving the children is a big, big thing to me. You know, I want to go out there and just strangle these people. Secondly, Match.com has this Satan figure who is Ryan Reynolds. I had to look him up who he was, making Satan look like he's acceptable and he's a nice guy and he's handsome and he's funny. And they are deceiving our children with that commercial.
Amen, Betty. So My buddy Pastor Todd just sent me a text. You ready? He says, you can't disciple a demon and you can't cast out the flesh. You understand that? Huh? Oh my, we need 4 hours today.
God bless you, Betty. And yeah, absolutely. Can we just quit abusing kids? Can we just quit doing that? That would be great.
So folks, listen, I want to throw this in here because we're running short on time here. This is what we're going to do on April 23rd and 24th. Tom and Russ are going to train us so we can go into all the world and take authority. Take the authority, folks. And we can't do it if we don't understand it. That's why I think this thing is so critical for those of you who can to come here and be part of it, to get the lives, whatever. We are the frontline soldiers. We're it, man. We're it. You go to the average church and you talk to the average pastor about casting out devils. You know what they'll say? Let me call Dizdar. They don't have any idea how to. They don't have any idea how to do it. Let me call Tom Dunn. Hey, you got you deal with a demon? Sorry, I can't help you, but I know somebody that can. I'll call Tom. Isn't that the way it works, Tom?
Yeah, or they tell you you need a psychiatrist or a Catholic priest. That's what they say. Or some drugs. Coach.
Psychiatrist, Catholic priest, or some drugs. Any of those things. Because why? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Listen, Tom, we're going to have you on again. This is just unbelievable. Folks, these demons are everywhere. You think about the little children, how they're being demonized, the stuff that's being pumped into their little spirits, the things that they're picking up, the things that they're seeing. Think about young kids getting now on the internet when mom and dad aren't watching, being exposed to pornography at 6 years old or 7 years old. Talk about rewiring the brain, seeing two men having sex, seeing some guy on TV and he used to be a woman and now he's a man. And we don't understand the impact this is having on the rewiring of the children. Unbelievable. Tom, we love you, man. I wish we had more time. We'll get you on again. We are at war. Through the Black. That's Tom's website. Through the Black. And you said, David Arthur, I loved his stuff too. David Arthur, what's your website?
Oh, ibelongamen.com. Ibelongamen.com, Coach. Thank you.
Ibelongamen.com. And I could open this up to other. Stephanie's keeps texting me. She's trying to get in because she wants to add more. Why? Because she lived it and she knows it's real. God bless you. Have a great weekend. See some of you in Dayton.